Welcome back.
Or welcome just for the first time.
Oh, I mean,
could be either.
You just jump straight into the second episode?
Yeah, could be.
That's really brave.
Maybe you don't care about mayhem so much.
But how would they have known it's mayhem?
You should care.
But how would they have known it's mayhem?
Because already in the title.
Okay. My name is Aya.
And I'm Firdaus, but my dear sister here might call me Dosa instead of Firdaus because Dosa is my nickname and she can't pronounce my name.
No, it's just that's just not your name.
It's just not my name. I'm sorry.
Okay. What's today's week?
So today is mystery because we're doing the Uno reverse card instead of murder, mystery, mayhem. We're doing mayhem, mystery, murder.
Oh.
And then next week we'll do murder, mystery, mayhem.
Oh my god. And here I thought we were going to do murder today. So I was getting ready to talk about murder.
Really? No. Murder's next week.
We're talking about mystery.
We're talking about mystery this week.
Did you encounter anything mysterious this week, Dosa?
I did not. I do not lead an interesting life. Did you?
What's mysterious is that our cat Garfield
mm-hmm.
doesn't really cuddle with me anymore.
So. It's not mysterious. He just likes me more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a very logical explanation for this. I'm sorry to tell you this.
Whatever.
You're saying. Yes. So, we're still staying in the theme of Egypt for this week.
Okay. Also, this entire week, then it's Egypt?
The entire 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Like, for the three
yeah,
months.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Okay, Egypt. Wow. Egypt is... Didn't know there was a lot to talk about it, I guess.
Just
other than like history or like
you this one's kind of history.
Okay So now you're being basic. No 2014. Ugh, you just have to talk about
it's not ancient. Well, I don't know if it's it's a combination of ancient history slightly and more modern history.
Modern too, we love to see it. I'm excited. Now I don't know how you could combine ancient and modern, but
the ancient part is pretty brief. Like, it's not
okay. We'll see how you do it though. I'm excited.
I'm kind of nervous now.
Well, yeah, you have a lot of expectations to meet now. To it's like with. An ancient and modern
okay
twist on our history.
I'll just stop talking about it.
Of Egypt, like, that's a lot to, you know.
Well, look, if I tell you, give me something, unexplainable occurrences that have to do with Egypt, what would pop into your head?
I don't know too much about the pharaohs, but something about them probably.
There we go, right?
Okay, or like the hieroglyphics, very mysterious.
There you go.
Well, I mean, I know we decoded it and everything.
Did we? All of it?
Except the Rosetta Stone, but like, what if? You know, like, what if there's more? What if there's more? And on to that. The more part. Dosa will
yes.
be examined.
So here we go. I've realized that we didn't mention the name of the podcast. We're very new to this.
No. Oh man.
It's okay.
Welcome to
True Story. Murder, Mystery,
and Mayhem. Fireworks.
4 minutes into the podcast.
Yeah.
Look, you can read. You know what this is.
Yeah. Unless if they're driving, you know, when they can't read it.
Oh.
Well, it's fine.
Well, now you know.
It's fine. They've passed like 2 stoplights and now they know the title of what they're watching.
So today, the topic we are covering. If you've read the title, you know this. If you haven't, you don't know this. The Curse of the Pharaoh.
Which pharaoh?
Just pharaohs in general.
Nice.
But I will mention a more specific pharaoh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Into it.
I wonder how pharaohs looked. You know, like, were they actually like, did they actually look good or were they just rich?
I think there's a lot of inbreeding happening.
So definitely ugly.
So...
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think their looks was the...
No, it was their moolah. It was their money.
It was the fact that they were apparently related to the deities.
Mm.
That's what was important, not their looks. I don't even know how many people really saw them. So,
I mean, I guess. I was just thinking, like, how would a girl back in ancient Egypt secure the bag? Would they all go try to go for the pharaoh type of thing?
No, No. I don't think the pharaoh thing, because, well, maybe. Like, if but a girl was really
ambitious, you know?
Like, I would say, like, maybe governors, like the people who ruled with, like, right under
or
the pharaoh.
Or, like, you know, like,
be their mistress.
The servants of, like, you know, like the little puppies of the pharaoh type of thing, you know? The guys who did everything, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go after that, though.
Listen,
I'm like,
you want to secure the bag. That's how you secure
it. Yeah, but, like,
because what's the pharaoh going to give you?
Probably
mediocre lifestyle, potential death. I don't know if I don't know
how I'd probably get the execution. Not gonna lie, now I think about it. I'd be like, you came home late. What? And then so, anyways, interesting to think about. I'm like, were they even girls that were trying to secure the bag? You know,
there have always been since the beginning of time. People in general trying to secure the bag. You know, I mean, you telling me the
governors? I guess that's how pharaohs ended up being pharaohs, trying to secure the bag.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I mean, oh god, what's her name? Oh god, I forgot her name. That the super famous
Cleopatra.
Thank you.
Oh my god, I was like, no way, those are talking about Cleopatra. I was like, no way, those would be forgetting about them. Well, yeah, she was the ultimate, like,
secure the bag.
And she did.
She did whatever she had. She married her brother. For it.
Man, that bag is not worth it. I'm telling y'all, the bag is never worth it.
I think it was her younger brother too. Like,
oh,
it was
my
it was
god gross. It was just gross. Stop. We're literally gonna make everybody be like, and we're clicking on it. Why do we keep doing this? Why?
It's the history.
It's history. I'm not interested. Not in that type of history.
I'm sorry. This is your...
No, do not. People. That's not my people.
Okay. So, and then she had a relationship.
Okay,
with...
we're done with that.
Okay, all right. I'm moving on. I'm sorry.
I thought this was you trying to finally gonna talk about what we're talking about today.
Well, you know, you brought it up.
You said, how would a woman secure the bag back in the day?
I said... Okay, yeah, but that didn't
matter. I will replay the 7 minutes we've been talking.
Okay. You were saying... Curse of the Pharaoh. So, do you know anything about Pharaoh curses?
Let me try to guess one. Okay. They were cursed.
Who's they?
Pharaohs.
Pharaohs were cursed.
Oh, yeah. Weren't they cursed in their tomb? Or, like, no, somebody placed a curse on their tomb.
Mm-hmm.
That anybody that opens it gets, like, turned into a raven or something. I don't know.
A raven?
I don't know. But guess, you know, guess
frog,
cursed.
Not a
frog,
not a...
No, raven.
A raven. You're sticking with it. Cool. Love it. So, I mean, you're not too far off. So, curses, a mummy's curse would be put on the tomb and be cast on anyone who disrupts the mummy.
Mm-hmm.
It's claimed to cause bad luck, illness, death, just terrible
just,
things
just
in general.
Just the nice things. Oh.
What?
Some nice things. You know, great things about life.
What?
You know, death, illness.
And, yeah, sure, why not? If that's what you're into, I guess.
I'm not. But, I don't know. I'm like, who would be dumb enough to go into somebody's dead tomb and open it? I feel like that's just...
It used to have treasures.
Okay, but it's not, like, leave it alone.
They want to secure the bank.
Really? But you're messing with something you don't know. Like, the unknown. That's terrifying.
So you believe in the curse?
No, but I'm just saying, you don't know too much about it. Why would your dumbass...
It's just a tomb.
You're just a human.
Okay.
You're just a human, and you're
it's
going...
It's sounding to me like you believe in the
curse. I'm not saying I believe in the curse, but I'm saying humans are very arrogant to think that, oh yeah, I'm the... nothing can hurt me. Sir. Your childhood hurt you. See? So you're not invincible.
Wow. Yeah. All they've done is try to rob the dead. Okay? You don't have to
rob the dead. Okay, yeah, rob the dead. But, like, if you think there are curses. If you think there are curses involved and you're like, yeah, I'm going to open it. Like, what?
What's going to happen? Death?
Death. It is.
If they don't eat, they die. So might as well, you know?
But, like, is it worth it? I don't know. I wouldn't open... So I'm scared to even go into, like, a graveyard at night type of thing, you know?
Yeah, but you're scared for the wrong... You're
scared. It's just weird! I shouldn't be there, you know? It's like dead living, you know?
Yeah. Finding out a lot about you.
Just people are dumb is all I'm gonna say. Don't be going to the graveyard at night. Don't you guys watch horror movies enough?
And that has been a PSA from A. Do not
Don't go! Like, this isn't a cafe where you could just chill on someone's grave. Like, no. Just, no. Or even, like, dig it out. Like, why?
Yeah, fair. Dig it out?
Dig it out.
Dig it out. I thought you said they get out. I'm like, so now we're talking about zombies.
Mummies.
So, these curses were more frequently found in private tombs in the Old Kingdom era.
Mm-hmm.
And not usually found in pharaoh tombs. So the stipulation for that is because the curses would be used to try to deter grave diggers and people that would just have bad intentions. And super important people like pharaohs are, you know, can afford to have actual security.
Oh, so they think they're protected and like...
Yeah, so they don't need fake curses.
That's dumb of them. Why? I'll tell you why.
Okay, tell me why.
Pharaohs must have probably upset a lot of people when they were pharaohs. Like, you know, mistreating people and whatever. Mm. Now you're dead and you've left behind rishis.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so arrogant to be like, nah, I'm good.
But they've got, like...
Actually, what if the security's turned back on them? Yeah, and who's gonna yell at them?
It's the security
then. I would! If I've been a bodyguard for this guy that's treated me terribly his whole life. And now I have the chance to, like, snatch a little bit of his riches.
I thought you just said that people shouldn't mess around with that stuff.
Okay, I'm not saying I would go into a grave, but, like, if it's lying on a desk or something, you know, no one's watching. Yeah, I was kind of like stealing pen from the company you work at. You know, I'm like, no one is fine.
But we're talking about the tomb. We're not talking about their castle.
Okay, but they must have hid their treasure elsewhere too. Like,
well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the tomb specific.
Okay, in that case, it's fine.
Okay, whatever.
If the pharaoh treated you badly, then you
then go for it.
Yeah,
forget about curses.
Well, they didn't have curses right on their pharaoh's tomb.
Okay, there we go.
Exactly. So no one's stopping you. Loophole. I'm just saying, if there's a curse or something like that, then you know, mind your business. But listen, I never said my logic was
flawless.
I'm just saying it's right.
Gotcha. So. There was, so some examples of some curses you'd find.
Was it like, oh, you turn bald if you like...
Bald? Yeah.
Or you just become ugly. Or like, you age like 20 years.
You age 20 years? No, that wasn't it.
Like that'd be very effective. If I...
If there was two... You had the choice between two tombs.
Okay.
One.
Yeah.
Claimed severe illness and death, and the other one claimed baldness and aging. Which one would you rob?
Okay, I don't look good with bald. Like, my cheeks are too chubby for that.
You wear a headscarf.
Nobody would I be able to wear a headscarf back in ancient times? I mean,
you could wear something on top. Like, not an Islamic headscarf, but, I mean, I'm pretty sure people wore stuff on top of their
heads. I think they just become a witch.
Have you seen the headpieces that pharaohs used to wear? Seriously, no. So I could be like
the
know.
Bourgeoisie, you know?
The bourgeoisie. Nobody would have to know.
No one has to know. They're gonna know.
How are they gonna know?
How would they know?
They knock your headpiece off your head.
Look! The curse of the pharaohs upon her. And I do it again!
Oh, God. Okay. All right. So the tomb of... I don't know. I can't pronounce these names.
Ugh.
Nchtifi.
Nefertiti? What?
No. Nchtifi.
Where? Nktifi.
No, there's a KH.
Yeah. Okay, let's say like we're white. Nktifi.
Oh, of course white is easier. I'm trying to pronounce it Arab. Even though it's not
They're
Arab.
Barely just speak Arabic!
They didn't, but it's a KH. It's not a K.
Okay, but the KH back there could have been different from our KH now. You know, language is always evolving, Dosa.
It's not okay.
Look at the hieroglyphics.
Nktifi.
Nktifi.
Anyways, so this person was a governor in the 9th to 10th dynasty, and I'm assuming he wasn't a female governor, and his tomb contained the warning, any ruler who shall do evil or wickedness to this coffin, may Heman, a local, which is a local deity, not accept any goods he offers, and may his heir not inherit. Which I'm like, okay, look, you're angry so at what? This person. Like, yeah, why bring their child into this?
But that's the thing.
What'd their child do?
What if they don't want to have kids? What if they can't have kids? So then they're like, I say less, I got you. Like, what?
Nah, yeah, so that guy didn't think it deep enough. This about one's his not curse. Very scary. Yeah, yeah, this is the tomb we robbed.
Yeah, see, that's the tomb. I'd be like,
okay, this one to me is a little bit scary.
Okay.
So, tomb of Chentika Ichechi. Again,
you're not saying it right. You're not saying it right.
Listen.
Okay. Anyways, what's that?
That's
curse?
Just how it's gonna be pronounced. Yes.
Okay. Okay. What's the curse?
So the curse is: ask for all men who shall enter this tomb impure.
I'm not a man. Let's go, Dosa. We're gonna get rich. See, they don't think hard enough, Yanni. They don't think a woman can steal their ring. I'm not a man. I got this.
Or maybe it's just a translation. Nah. It's a translation error. Nah, and it means person.
No. I'll take every word literally. I'm not a man. Say less. So don't. This doesn't apply to me. That sign can't stop me because I can't read. Let's go.
Well, you really can't, eh?
Okay.
All right. As for all men who shall enter this, my tomb, impure, there will be judgment. An end shall be made for him. I shall seize his neck like a bird.
Oh my god,
he's dramatic. I shall cast the fear of myself onto him.
Mans, you're dead. What you gonna do? You're dead. You're dead. You're literally dust right now. Yo, they're brave. They're actually brave. You're dust. What hand is gonna... You know, like what?
Exactly.
Can you imagine? It's dust.
A ghostly hand.
It's not ghost, it's dust. Nah. Okay, yeah, see, that curse wouldn't stop me either.
Okay. And then there were curses after the Old Kingdom era that are less common, not really okay. Found a whole lot.
Okay.
But apparently, a little bit more, like, less mystical, a little bit more literal.
Oh, like, I'll haunt you. Your, like, children's dreams or something.
Listen, they don't have the time for that. No, this okay. Person's trying to rest in peace at you.
I'm just saying, like, if you really want your treasures to be that protected, give me a reason to not go after it, you know?
So you gotta work harder. So the curse is, cursed be those who disturb the rest of a pharaoh. They that shall break the seal of this tomb shall meet death by a disease that no doctor can diagnose. Which I'm like, okay, I see where you're at. You're a bit more literal, but, yeah. Like, you're kind of vague.
Yeah, like... So what, you know? So what?
Like,
doctor sick. Of this country? Like, what if I went to another country and they could actually...
It says no doctor.
But he doesn't...
Hey, it's no doctor.
I don't believe it. Okay, but what if it's not a doctor that can heal it, but what if it's like a, you know, like a healer? Like a, you know, someone who just does like little... Nah, see, he didn't think that hard
Wow, so apparently curses should be little. No doctor, healer, no human. Or any person
from this earth or the next.
Like, no, because I'm saying, you're going to put a curse on your tomb. Wouldn't you have thought about it long and hard type of thing?
Like, it looks like they did this very last minute. Like, they're not. Like, if I was told you need to put a curse on something, I'd be like, okay, give me, like, action. Like, you know, I'd make it my life mission to pick up a good one. But they're just coming up with it on the spot.
You should be hired as a professional curse writer.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Holler at me if you want me to.
Give us a preview. Give the people a preview of what they can expect.
Oh, wait, but I'm here, but this is very last.
Okay, off the top of your head, you know?
This is on the spot.
On the spot. On the spot.
Does not represent my presentation.
Exactly.
Okay. Death. No, not death.
Oh, okay. I don't know. You started off strong.
Okay, death is like, okay... Some people might just want to, you know.
They don't care.
Yeah, they just don't care. But I'm going to say turmoil, okay?
Turmoil.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And death.
Holy.
So, you know, death, it's like, you know, it would be a merciful end type of thing.
No. It's turmoil before the death.
Gotcha. To anybody.
Anybody.
Who dares imagine.
Or anything.
Anything.
There we go.
What if it's a little bug that just flew on the
side? Yeah, see. Wait, how did it get in? How'd the bug? It's sealed. You gotta try to get
it. Okay, but I'm saying in the air. Like, because my curse will be, like, in the room of my tomb, Kim. In the room of it.
In the room.
So what if there's just a bug that just landed there? So I'm gonna say anybody.
Anybody. Okay.
And if the
bugs may continue to live.
Yeah. Bugs, y'all can rob me. It's fine. anybody who dares to come into the room.
Yeah.
And if they do.
You said... Turmoil and death.
Yeah, turmoil and death. But that's just easy, you know?
Okay, that's the easy
What's
way.
The turmoil, though?
What's the turmoil?
That every oh, I have it.
Oh no, I'm scared. You have a look in your eyes.
Every time somebody says hi to them or anything like that, they just puke.
No, what?
That's embarrassing.
That's a very specific.
That's very embarrassing. You just puke.
You're right. You'd have to stay home like forever.
And if no one approaches you, talks what? To you for a while.
What? What's a while?
Then you poop in your pants.
What?
So see, now you have to make interactions with people.
Because they can't say hi.
But they can, if somebody says hi to them, then they puke in front of them. Oh. But if they don't have conversations with people like in a while, then they just are in poop a constant state of just pooping their pants until somebody says talks to them
until
and
they die.
Basically.
But this is just on the spot.
On the spot, you know, guys, give her a couple minutes. She'll come up with a good one if that wasn't good enough for you.
Holy, remind me never to get on your back.
But yeah, I mean, curses don't exist. It's fine. It's fine.
It's all good. It's fine. It's all Gucci.
It's fine. It's fine.
All right. On to the main part of the story.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most famous curses is King Tut's. I didn't write his full name because I can't pronounce it.
Dosa, I don't think that's right. Dosa, you have to stop looking at it from an Arabic point of view.
It's K-H. You can't convince me otherwise.
Dosa.
Anyways, King Tut. We all know King Tut. I don't know why I called him King Tut.
King Tut.
That's not his name.
Now see, that will get me pissed off.
You know what? That would earn me a curse.
If you misspell my name, death to you.
If you mispronounce my name.
I'll cut off
you
your
dropped turn. It. yeah, King Tut. Because of what happened, put your phone down.
Rude. I was trying to Google something.
Oh, what were you Googling? King Tutankhamun.
Yeah.
Okay, Google it.
No, it's fine.
Okay, I'll
not
Google
feel on the spot.
I'm sorry. I thought you were like gonna go on TikTok or something. I'm like, listen.
Why would
I'm not that boring. Okay, wait. King Tutankhamun. Tutankhamun. Tutankhamun.
Not cumin.
Apparently that's what he looked like, so
he kind of looks like
an Arab.
Yeah, I don't want to say he kind of looks like one of our relatives, but
maybe without the
kohol, then sorry, we're just looking at the National Geographic Society picture.
I mean
he could kind of get it. It would depend on how rich he is.
He was also pretty young in that because he died when he was 17.
Oh.
So, I mean, I'm assuming that
face
would look... Oh,
God, did somebody kill him?
I actually don't know his specific story.
Oh, now I feel bad saying he could get it. He's like a 17-year-old guy who died. Oh, my God.
It's okay.
Oh, my God. When was he that he ruled then?
Oh, dear God.
What?
Okay. Wait.
When did he rule then? Like, what age did he start? Oh, he died 1819. Yeah,
though. Okay, I'm sorry. I was 1 year off.
Yeah.
He took the throne at 8 or 9 years of age.
What?
He married his half sister.
What? Peeps.
There's a lot of inbreeding.
Never mind. He can never get it. Never can come near me. What the heck?
During their marriage, they lost 2 daughters. One at 5 to 6.
I wonder why.
I mean.
What? Yeah, bruh.
Yes, this is unfortunate. This is just an unfortunate story.
Oh my God, 8 or 9, you rule? What?
With the help of...
Oh, I bet you he was leading.
His eventual successor.
Oh, he so killed him.
I don't know.
I have a feeling. He was like, I'm sick and tired of this 8-year-old
ruling. Okay, wait, cause of death. I mean, he wasn't 8 forever.
This 8-year-old guy, which came in out of nowhere. Yeah, he definitely killed him.
So, consider his death has been the subject of considerable debate.
Mams, I know who did it. His successor. Why else? Who else would it be?
Okay. So, likely theory is the combination of multiple weakening disorders, a leg fracture, and perhaps the result of a fall.
Nah.
And
who
a severe
pushed him,
malarial
though?
Infection.
Who pushed him? Who put the malaria in
him? Who put the malaria in mosquitoes.
His successor. Built mosquitoes. Severus. You know, like people that. Oh, I don't know. I have a feeling about the successor. He's
too. Oh, they say he might have had sickle cell anemia.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sort of.
They're in cahoots with.
Yeah,
with
they are. They are. They are. Come on now. Come on.
Yeah. Anyways. So, King Tut.
Yeah. The 8-year-old guy. Poor him.
He wasn't 8 when he died.
Okay, yeah, but he wrote but yes, when he was 8. That's stressful, man. Yeah, I can't even tell people what to do, and I am 20 years old.
That's true. That's true.
How can you...
I mean, yeah. I would assume it was mostly his
exactly. And so he was, like, sick and tired of him not being the official pharaoh in title.
Mm.
Just being the advisor. He's just pushing down the stairs.
Sure, why not?
I know it. I know.
Let's
for
go
sure.
with that. So, we're gonna go through quite a bit of names. So, all you need to know. Wait. Sorry.
What are we talking about now?
So we're talking about King Tut, which is one of the more famous pharaoh curses because of what happened to the expedition team.
See, stop doing that, man.
Oh, yeah, stop trying to discover the
history. Okay, but do it in a way where it's like, just don't be dumb about it, you know? Like,
I mean, they weren't dumb about it.
What did they do? Tell me what they do.
They just excavated the tomb.
Sounds about right.
Okay, one person did a really dumb thing.
Yeah, see? Archaeology back then was really dumb, too.
That's true. It wasn't.
They just were like, hey! You know?
Just take everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So this happened in 1922. Howard Carter.
Peak, white culture of like archaeologists. You know, like that's just the peak of it.
Grab
know?
Everything, take it to England. And...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So Howard Carter and his team.
Howard
Carter.
Whatever happened, it is what it is. Why would you do that?
So, and his team uncovered the tomb of King Tut in 1922.
Oh, yeah, let's dig it out. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm about to list you a bunch of deaths and just unfortunate things that happened to people related to this.
It is excavation. What it is. It is what it is.
It is what it is. According to.
Y'all did this.
You heard it here first, folks. Okay, so the person who financed the dig, George Herbert.
That's right!
Hey, yeah, listen, we can't judge names. This was a long time ago. This was a century ago.
And it shows. It really does.
George Herbert, the fifth Earl of Carnarvon.
See, like, people back then were so bored, they didn't know what to do with their money. So they're like, well, let's throw it at, you know.
People still do that. I know. They finance sticks.
Yeah, I know, but there's a way to do it. You know, you gotta still talk to the people near the, you know.
Yes, like, we know that now.
But they didn't.
They didn't think about that. And that's why they died like that. So anyways, he died 5 months after the tomb was open. Do you want to hear how?
Wait.
This has got to be one of the most, like, I didn't even realize that was a possibility.
Let me think about
it. Okay.
So you said the king... Tuttle?
Tuts. Tattoo?
I said Tuttle.
Tuttle? How is that better?
I don't know, man. He was the guy who married his half-sister.
I don't know if it was his choice, if he was a kid.
Successor. I'm blaming this all on his successor. I could tell his successor.
You know what? At some point, I should just, for Mayhem, an episode of Mayhem, just do an episode on King Tut.
I could tell his successor had something to do with that. Anyways, well, how did he die? Oh my god, did he die from, like... spiders being in
here? No. Ew. Frogs? No. So, he cut open a mosquito bite while shaving and it got infected.
What the? Who let him near a shaver?
No, my question is, how do you?
Oh my god.
How does this happen? Right?
It is what it is. He got what he...
Look, you can't say he got what he did. Listen.
Look! He shaved out! Who does that?
I don't know.
I didn't say he got what he deserved, but come on. Like,
It's just weird. It's just a weird
thing.
Who
shaves a mosquito?
Okay, no. So he was probably got mosquito bite on his face. He was shaving his face and...
You go around cut. It.
Would you? Would you just have a patch of hair?
Well, mind your business.
Yeah, mind your business.
Anyways, guys, don't shave... something that has
bite. People apparently don't do it, or maybe because there's a way to do it. I don't know.
Or like change the blade so it doesn't get infected.
This was back in the 20s, so you know those old-fashioned razors
nasty had, and like not hygienic at all.
I don't know, but the blades wasn't very flexible.
Okay, right? Just change your blades. Keep it. Be safe, you guys.
Okay, so the New York Times wrote an article about this, and they named the article "Carnarvon's Death Spreads Theories About Vengeance." You know, the mummy's vengeance.
Toodle.
Of Toodle.
Jesus. I swear, you're gonna get the curse more than I will. I said King Toot, you say?
Toodle.
King
Toodle. Tell me he doesn't look like a turtle. He looks like one.
He does not.
He looks like a turtle.
Looks like a toot.
That's if you're not very close to him and you nickname him.
Oh, toot. Yeah, you're like, hey, Toot. Anyways, Howard Carter, the guy who led the team, gave his friend, Sir Bruce Ingham, a mummified hand.
Why?
To use as a paperweight gift. I know. I'm like, wait, what? So you took some mummified hand?
That's so weird. It's just somebody's dead it body, and then you're like, oh, here we go, here's a hand. I love you so much, buddy. I love you so much, bro. Here's a dead hand.
I know. That's the part that was like, really?
How did he die?
Howard Carter?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's later. Sir Bruce Ingham. So this happened to Sir Bruce Ingham. His house burned down. Huh? And then after...
Okay, but that's not his fault. He got a terrible gift. He's yeah. like, oh, thanks,
But then he
man.
Kept the gift, so...
But what else do you do?
Just keep it in a closet and be like, I'm just gonna forget this exists.
Like, you can't say, I don't... I mean, you could say, I don't want this.
I don't hand. Want this.
Like, but, like, what else do you do?
I think this is the one gift where nobody would blame you if you're like, I really don't want this.
Don't worry, buddy. I understand... You love me, but I don't need presents.
We like,
don't.
Wow, dude, you couldn't get me, like, some stone, a stone or some sand from the day. Like, no, you got me money, a hand.
Even money would do, you know?
A gift card.
A gift card to, like...
So...
Like, I feel bad for him, because what did he do? He just got a terrible gift.
So, what if he asked for it? What if he was like, hey, dude.
Hey, don't be shy.
You like me, right?
Just slip in a finger.
Give me a finger. And he's like, I'll do you one better. I'll get you a hand. The whole
what?
Sense.
What type of person sees a, like, a body like that and then just goes, I'll cut off the hand. Like, what?
Maybe the hand was already separated. I don't know. It's weird. Anyways, so the house.
This ain't like, what? What? You're saying.
And the house burned down. And then when he tried to rebuild it, it flooded. So I'm like, wow, that's just...
Okay, now I feel bad for this guy. Okay, if he didn't ask for it, he literally just got a terrible friend and a terrible gift, and he just didn't know what to do.
Right? Like, dude, keep your gifts. I don't need them.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to invite you to my barbecues anymore.
One of the cats wants to come in. Here, wait. Please hold.
Please hold. Yeah, it's kind of like, I'm just not going to invite you to my barbecues anymore.
Hi, come in.
Oh, our cat.
We're just talking about King
Stupid White Man, yeah.
Oh, little kitten.
Alright, so do you want to hear what I thought was pretty, not funny, but like,
just, you know.
So, the hand was wearing a bracelet that was inscribed with the phrase, "Cursed be he who moves my body."
Oh.
Which is like, somebody...
Yeah, he's like, how did my hand end up being in, like, England? Like, what the fuck? Like, what is going on?
Like, Howard Carter literally, like, saw this and was like, I know, it's fine. It's not real.
It's fine.
What's he gonna do?
That sign can't stop me because I can't
read. He's all dust, as Aya would say.
Oh, now I feel dumb for saying that.
Yeah.
That sign can't stop me. I can't read.
So, there was another man, George J. Gold, who was a very rich American railroad executive.
Oh my god. They don't know what to do with their money. Guys, if you're ever so bored for money, you do not know what to do with it, like, just hand it over to me. Like, do not be shy.
How
seriously.
Is that better than having a chance at seeing pharaohs?
They're
team?
Dead. Why?
It's
It was some dumb.
What do you get for them?
You would make somebody here in present happy. That's all you need to know.
Oh, God. So, he visited the tomb and soon after died of pneumonia.
Oh,
sorry. I don't know if they caught that, so I'm just going to repeat it. So, George J. Gold, who was a rich American railroad executive, visited
he
the
like
tomb.
Spawn. Oh, he visited.
He visited the tomb.
Oh my god,
and then died
like this
of...
is a zoo. Like, sir!
I mean, I guess.
This
a
is
little
a
bit.
Tomb. Get out!
And then died of pneumonia soon after visiting the tomb. Although, it is good to note that he wasn't very healthy before entering the tomb. Like, he was a kind of a, like,
and that's just made it worse.
A sickly
infant. Okay, so if you're already sick to begin with, and you want to get out of your house, and the one thing you're going to do is like, oh man, I can't even get out of my house to begin with. But when I do, I'm going to visit this tomb.
Bragging rights?
Bragging rights, what? You're going to die.
Like, they why? Don't know that.
Go to Disneyland or something. I don't know. Just don't do that.
Disneyland? Did it even exist back then?
1924. Let me check up. What year was this?
1922, let's see.
Oh. I don't think so. I think it opened 1955. Okay, well, make a, build the Disneyland.
There we go. So, let's keep going. Hugh Evelyn White was a British archaeologist who helped excavate the site above the tomb. And after he visited the tomb itself, he witnessed... Okay, so, I don't know how true this is. I don't know, but... My throat is just not happy with me right now. King Toots at it. All right.
Or maybe we just need to drink water.
Okay, wait. So, after he visited the tomb itself, he apparently witnessed 2 dozen of his fellow excavators die. I don't know how.
It's just on the spot?
I don't know what happened, actually. I should have really researched this point before I added it.
Just died. Just like they were just, you know, having a conversation, drinking water, and then they just dropped.
You know what? It's never too late to do the research.
No, it is too late. It is too late though. So
it's never too late.
It is. How long can I carry this before you find the answer? Like, just it is what it is.
Oh, there's really not much written about him.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that was a quick.
No, so they're just okay.
Okay, so apparently,
and I'm dead. So you see that, and you're not like, maybe I should kind of like stop, get out, well, spend time with my family. You know, like just.
Well, he killed himself after, he left apparently a note,
okay,
written in his blood that said, "I have succumbed to a curse which forces me to disappear." Yeah, so, I mean, scarred him, understandably so. I should really figure out how these how 24 excavators died. Moving on. Yeah. Dr. Aaron Amber, an American Egyptologist, was present at the tomb's opening, and he died in 1926 after his house set on fire.
My God, there's a theme here.
There is. And he actually could have made it out in time, but he tried to grab a manuscript he was working on called the Egyptian Book of the Dead.
Oh my God!
And ended up dying in the fire. And sadly, his wife, 2 kids, and a maid also died in the fire.
Oh my God!
Quite tragic.
So your actions have consequences to everyone around you. Be careful, guys.
Captain Richard Bethel, who was the first person after Howard to enter the tomb, died in 1929. He was found...
So when did the tomb open?
1922.
Okay, so it was a couple years. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was a while after. As far as I know, the first people to die after the tomb uncovered was George Herbert, mm-hmm, the guy who financed, mm-hmm, the dig, and George J. Gold, the rich American... Mm. Railroad
expert. Who didn't withdraw his money.
Yes. Mm. So those two died in 1923.
Oh, so that's like a year
later. Yeah, but I think it wasn't like a full year. It was more like...
Couple months?
Five months for Herbert, mm-hmm, which means 6 months for...
Oh, so that's like recent.
Sorry, guys. That was my friend. Nozick, if you're listening.
Hello. Oh, God. Hi, Nozick.
Nozick! Anyways. Where did we finish? Let's see.
So unprofessional.
This isn't my fault. Captain Richard Bethel?
He drove the boat.
He did not drive a boat. He was the first person after Howard to enter the tomb, remember?
Why is his name Captain, then?
Maybe he was part of the army?
That would make way more sense. I'm like, yeah, he drove the boat there.
I think they had
explains by
that. I know, that, I don't know why I was freaking ancient, you know, like, they had boats, and they were, like, sailing, and they were like, let's go to this
sailing, let's go to this mythical land.
Let's go to the beach. Let's get away. And they're saying what they gonna say.
So he died in 1929.
Okay.
He was found dead in a private room at an elite gentleman's club in London.
Ooh, what was he doing in the elite gentleman club?
Making doing sketchy elite deals. Gentleman club Teens. Things. Yeah,
I guess.
Originally, it was thought that he died of a heart attack,
but he was
apparently in pretty good health.
I bet you. Toodles went to visit him in the dreams.
No, Toodles. So the second theory is that he was smothered.
What?
Yeah. So
by Toodles.
By Toodles. Ah, yeah.
The one hand. That's like...
the one sandy hand. Yeah, poor guy. I mean, if it was his hand that got given as a gift.
Yeah, I'd be like, fine.
Like, just one-handed 17-year-old.
Oh, God. Poor Toodles.
But yeah, I'm like, wait, smothered? I'm like, can you imagine murdering somebody? Getting away with it because everybody thinks it's a curse?
That's why I'm saying, what was he doing at the elite gentleman club? Mm,
lots of questions.
I bet you a meeting went wrong. Mm. He was like, I'm not gonna give you the money. Oh, yeah?
Kills him. There we go.
And that's it. Or my other theory would be that there was somebody actually within the group who actually carried out the curse. It wasn't a curse, but he felt like there was a curse. So he was like, I gotta get rid of everybody so that I'm not hit by the curse.
Okay.
Do you get where I'm coming from?
A bit.
Kill
everybody. It's a bit out there, though.
Netflix,
I mean, I'm not done the list. There's quite a bit of people in there.
If you're listening to this. I just gave you the best.
Yeah, trademark. You gotta pay us royalties first. And then there was Sir Archibald Douglas Reed.
Why did he all sound so?
I'm sorry, but that is such Archibald Douglas Reed. That's such a like.
Yo, their parents hated him.
No, I was thinking this was such a regal name.
Archibald Douglas Reed.
Not bald.
Bald.
They're not two separate words.
Nah, I'm just saying his parents hated him.
Archibald, come on. It carries power.
Oh, come on, does that.
I'm saying,
somebody went up to you and said, hey, my name is Archibald. You'd be like,
I mean, it's an old-timey name. It's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Common. Actually, isn't Prince Harry and Meghan's
child? Oh, wait, actually. Well, I don't know what to say, man.
They'll just call him Archie.
They're the only people that can.
So, Sir Archibald Douglas Reed, he was a radiologist, and he x-rayed the mummy before giving it to museum authorities. Apparently, the next day, he got sick and died 3 days later from a mysterious illness.
I'm telling you, if it's not the curse, there was somebody going around, like, being like, here's
and
poison.
Howard Carter himself.
Oh, who is he again?
He's the person who led this whole dig.
Okay.
To start with.
Okay.
And he... actually
how did
lived
he
lived happily for another decade.
Oh, that's terrible. But I bet you he was like on the like,
I don't know, maybe he died of lymphoma a decade later at the ripe old age of 64.
I bet you though he kept looking behind. Oh, he was the one who killed
everybody. He was the one who killed
him. Look at him.
He would have been in his 50s.
Exactly.
Oh God,
he's bored. He's lived bored. A long life. He doesn't have nothing to lose.
How did we go from archaeologist to serial killer?
People that, listen, you don't know what he witnessed back there.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, I know everything. Okay, listen. Toodles got killed by his successor, and he was pushed down the stairs, and then everybody died by this Howard Carter guy, because he thought the curse was going to get him. And so he was like, I'm going to get everybody first.
Quite.
No, that's that. I know what I'm talking about.
According to her opinion, okay. Please don't sue us. So here are a couple more... I find a bit more random deaths, but that are still linked to the curse.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So another death that is attributed to the curse was actually, remember the financier? I don't know if I pronounced that right. Financier. The person who financed the dig. George Herbert.
Yeah.
So he had a half-brother, Aubrey Herbert.
I bet you he encouraged him to finance the project.
Not that I know of.
Well, I know of.
But he was born with a degenerative eye condition that caused him to become blind.
Oh.
And
quack of a doctor suggested that there was a link between his eye condition
no.
and his rotten teeth.
What?
Yeah, yeah, I'm like, no, no, you don't know where this is going. His rotten teeth. So then, Aubrey Herbert pulled out
all his teeth,
hoping to regain his sight. And not only did that not work, but the surgery resulted in a sepsis that led to his death, actually, months after George died.
What the heck? I'm seeing a lot of, these episodes are making me realize there's a lot of, like, people in medical fields that are just not,
that should not
meant
be.
To be there. Like, you know, you're like, how did you get here? Like, the Kufta machine from last episode. I'm like, how did you get to where you are? Who allowed this to happen? Because I need to have a chat with them. Just, no. Okay.
Yeah. And then there's another man, James Henry Breasted.
Breasted?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Breasted. Just, okay. I like this guy. He sounds like a stand-up guy. Sounds like someone you'd want to introduce to your parents.
You know? Sure.
Yeah.
Just as James Henry.
Breasted.
Mr. Breasted. He was another Egyptologist. He was working with Howard Carter.
Mm.
And
see? He was close to Howard Carter.
He was close to him.
There's a link to all of this.
Actually present the day that they opened the tomb. He didn't actually die. Nothing happened to him. But he came home from the expedition that day after they opened the tomb to find that his pet canary was... I'm sorry. Was eaten by a cobra. That was actually still in the cage when he came home, which is how he knew it was eaten by a cobra. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It's a bit sad.
Oh, I'm pissed about that. Did the freaking canary do?
I know. He was just,
come on, King Toot.
Yeah, Toodles.
Your victim's better.
Toodles.
Is this because you let your successor boss you around that you now put a canary into?
So yeah, a little bit eerie considering that cobras are the symbol of Egyptian monarchy.
Toodles is gone now. You know how he said he could get it? Now he can't get it anymore.
I thought we agreed he couldn't get it after he married his half-sister.
Yeah, but that was just the more pusher,
I see,
you know?
I see. That was just the final nail in the coffin.
Because I could be like, yo, he was forced by his successor, you know? He's just an innocent little... But nah, man.
That
killed it.
That killed it, yeah, and apparently the cobra is considered to be, to represent protection, and that's why pharaohs have it on their headdress. Yeah, so just a little bit like, a little bit freaky, a little bit of a. Oh, so really, if you consider this, that poor canary was actually the first victim in this whole thing.
Yeah, and what'd he do? Why are you bringing your...
Actually, that's a really good question. I don't know if he found the canary in Egypt.
Yeah, was he like, hey, canary,
or did he's like, canary, like, I can't live without you.
I would never bring my cat to something so dangerous as a tomb.
I mean, it's not supposed to be dangerous.
What do you mean it's not supposed to be dangerous? It's eerie.
It's eerie?
Yeah, like tomb excavations are eerie.
Oh.
So why would you bring your pets to that? Like, just FaceTime them. Hey, baby, I miss you so much. I'm so glad you're not here because everybody's getting cursed.
So Raoul loved it. Loveday was...
Raoul?
Raoul?
Yeah, okay. He sounds... Yeah. Though, he sounds... Oh, what happened to him?
So he was part of a cult.
Oh.
And...
I was like, oh, I'm cheering for this guy. Raoul, like, he sounds good. He's part of a cult.
And apparently died on the same day and the same hour.
What's his relation to that?
He doesn't really have a relationship. I'm just about to tell you. He died on the same day and the same hour as the opening of the tomb. So it was a very publicized event.
Okay.
And so keep that in mind. This is gonna be important in a future point.
Okay.
I'm gonna mention. But he was... What you need to know for now is he was part of a cult.
Okay.
And he died on the same day and the same hour as when they opened the tomb.
Okay.
Okay? Moving on.
Yeah.
Prince Ali Kamel Fahmy Bey.
Oh, no. What'd he do?
He was an Egyptian prince.
Okay, now he can get it.
And apparently was kind of related to King Tut.
Toodles?
Toodles, yeah.
Oh.
Oh
my god, look at me. I'm going for, like, you know, they're... Ugh, man. I can't get away from Toodles.
she's going after the same family. Yeah. You need to let it go. So he was shot by his wife.
Oh.
He's
married?
He's
married. It does run in the family, the betrayal. The
betrayal. No. He was quite young, too, when he died. He was 23.
I keep doing this to myself.
He was shot by his wife, Marguerite Alibert.
Marguerite
Alibert. She's French.
Of course she is. What does she have that I don't have? I can speak French. Bonjour.
Wow, I think you've thoroughly seduced him.
Oh, yeah. I just want him back.
So
we all miss him. The cats miss him.
We all miss
him. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It gets lonely.
Stop.
Sorry.
Oh, no. So she shot him in a London hotel shortly
after. Why were they in London? You know, I keep getting betrayed every step. I'm like...
He was quite... I don't know. I don't think he would have been good for you. He wasn't.
A bit. I'm glad I got out of that. I could tell he's related to Doodles. They broke through the
prayer. So shortly after he visited the tomb. So he was photographed visiting the tomb. Because, you know, he's a prince of Egypt.
Of course.
And,
Ascendant. Goes back whatever to happened.
He goes back to London with his wife. And...
Marguerite. She sounds old.
She shot him.
Why?
We don't know. We don't know the motive.
Oh, that could be the murder story for next week.
But she did have a secret lover.
Marguerite.
Apparently. Allegedly. She had a secret lover.
Was it like a half-sibling type of
thing? It was not a half-sibling. Okay. But this half-lover is going to come back, so keep this.
What? What? Was he the guy who was taking the photo? Just the point.
And
was he the one that drove them to the tomb?
So, yeah, we don't really know the reason. Apparently, the couple got into a fight. The prince left. When he came back, 3 shots were fired.
Three. Oh. 3.
Mark and it was on the back, so she was a bit of a... She was a bit of a jerk about it.
Yeah.
Like she shot him from behind.
Like she... Very non-confrontational way of doing it.
Not very nice. Give him a fair fight.
Yeah,
at least.
I mean, I don't think she would have won that fight if it was a fair fight.
She had a gun.
But he's a man.
Yeah, but at least be facing him.
I don't know. I'd probably do it in a non-confrontational way. I mean, no.
I'm just saying. Like. Okay, so this is Prince Ali. And then the next guy, Lord Westbury.
Maybe I'll follow.
Actually, no. He's an older guy. Very old.
Okay, never mind.
Actually, Captain.
Just when I want to love again.
He was a parent. There's nobody to love in the story.
Yeah, well, you know what? They'd be good scenarios because they die and they're probably really rich, so. So, what happens to the money?
What? Not you, Aya.
What do you mean, not me? I'm married.
A long time ago.
In that scenario, hypothetically.
So Lord Westbury was actually dear old Captain Richard Bethel, remember him? The man who was found dead in the private room.
Oh, yeah. By being choked.
Yeah, so he was his father.
Oh.
Yeah, Lord Westbury. And he apparently kept some artifacts in his apartment.
Oh, my God! Why your apartment?
Yeah, that's a bit sketch, honestly. Don't do that. Why are you keeping artifacts in your private residence? That's not okay.
Humans think they're so important.
And anyways, the people believed that he threw himself off his 7th floor apartment.
Oh.
But? Like, other people say that an older adult can't, there isn't enough space. They can't climb onto the ledge of the
apartment building. Someone pushed him. Howard.
Let Howard rest in peace.
What do you mean let him rest in peace? He killed all his friends.
No.
Because he thought Chris was going to get him.
Nah. Oh my God.
I know this is so true.
You should write movies.
I should. Netflix, call me.
And next guy, Edgar Steele. Was in charge of handling tomb artifacts in the London.
He clearly did a terrible job. He kept giving it out like it was free.
Well, and not you don't know it was him. Maybe other people got rid. You know, they didn't have good protocol back then.
Oh man.
So he was in charge of handling tomb artifacts at London's British Museum and died. He died after a minor stomach operation that should have been fine. Had a high success rate. Shouldn't have been a big issue.
Again,
but he died.
the people that are in medical fields.
4 days after Lord Westbury's death.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Yo, Howard was busy. Look, there's a 4-day delay. Why? Because he had to travel between these two. Dosa, come on.
He was in his 50s.
Dosa! Dosa, look at the facts. Look at the facts, Dosa.
Oh my god. And then Sir Ernest Wallace Budge, who was a friend of George Herbert. Pop quiz, who was George Herbert?
You don't know because you don't pay attention.
No, I'm joking.
I just know Howard is the one to blame.
I've given you a lot of names. George Herbert was the person who financed the day.
Okay. Remember? Yeah. Georgie. Remember Georgie the Rishi.
The one who died from the mosquito bite.
Oh, yeah. That got infected. The dumbass. Okay, Georgie, the guy who can't shave.
It's not his fault.
It is.
His blades fault. Weren't flexible.
Georgie, the guy who can't shave. Who?
Okay. Yeah. So
he had was a friend.
Of him.
Okay.
Of his. And he was also responsible for displaying the artifacts in museum. And he was found dead in his bed at the age of 77. So could have just been natural causes.
That's when Howard kind of took his time. You know, he was like, "Ah, oh, frick! I forgot that one person."
So on to some
theories. Already gave you the theory, Dosa. Okay,
you gave me a theory, but I'm about...
Did any of the theories mention Howard as the reason?
No. No, nobody mentioned Howard as the reason. But you were onto something with the killings.
Yeah, right?
Because there is a serial killer theory.
I know it, and it's Howard!
It's not Howard! Just listen.
Why did he die the last one?
Because curses aren't real!
Because Howard was the guy who was killing all of them.
Okay, so...
Oh, man. My voice is not being heard.
So the serial killer theory. So theories that don't involve curses. So yeah. Your first theory is well, this that is there's a curse. A
serial killer.
And a King Tut doesn't care who Toodles, he kills. It can yeah. go from Canary.
Yeah, Toodles. What the fuck is wrong with you? What did the Canary do? The guy's family tweeting. Members. Like tweeting, tweet. Not doing anything. And you're like, death.
Maybe he didn't sound right.
Toodles.
Get help. The bird wasn't the bird song what? Wasn't beautiful enough.
For Toodles.
King Toodles is the demand. What king?
No, Canary, you are doing amazing.
So Mark Bainan wrote a book about this.
Can he give me a call? Because I have a good feeling about this.
And he claimed that 7 of the deaths were actually murders perpetrated
by Howard.
No, he gotta get over it. Howard ain't it.
He is it.
Oh, God. Okay, let me just keep going, because I think you're going to like this theory.
Okay.
Okay. Perpetrated by a Satanist called Aleister Crowley as a revenge plot because of the opening of King Tut. He did not support people opening King Tut's tomb, and so fabricated this whole revenge, the Pharaoh curse thing, and murdered a bunch of the people involved in it. Although I don't...
Oh my, ma'am. So.
Okay, so Mark Bainan, the man who wrote the book, claims that Crowley was pretty obsessed with Jack the Ripper.
Oh no.
Yeah. And 6 of the 7 deaths happened in London. And apparently Aleister Crowley was in London for 4 of them. So, remember Marguerite? Who had the a French. Lover.
The Satanist
so,
guy.
Allegedly.
Marguerite. You were he down, was down.
Marguerite.
You settled for a Satanist instead of a prince. What?
Yeah.
What?
Those were some questionable life choices.
She's too French.
So, last episode, we alienated the Americans. This episode, we're alienating.
Okay, sorry. We're not blaming anybody. But Marguerite, come on, buddy.
And he was apparently the leader of the cult that Raoul Loveday was a part of. Remember Raoul, who died at the same day, same hour as...
What? But what did Raoul do?
So, it was just the start of it. Like, you know, like...
Raoul probably was like... Oh, good morning. Why did you say good morning to me? That's probably how it happened. Like, why Raoul specifically?
It's not a good morning, Raoul. They're about to open the tomb. Oh, God. I shouldn't be laughing. I'm sorry. And, yeah. So, that's so far a connection to 2 of the people who died.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He is sus. What's his name again?
Aleister Crowley.
Aleister. Is that his name? Aleister?
And it's spelled weird. It's spelled A-L-E-I-S-T-E-R.
He's so quirky.
He's not like the other Aleisters.
He's not. Not like the other mistresses.
Okay. So, yeah.
he had a link to Marguerite, so the theory is
I can't believe Marguerite was down that bad.
Like, so yeah, the theory is he convinced Marguerite to kill her husband because her husband visited the tomb. You know, again, Alistair, I gotta ask.
You've been...
Why not Howard? Why everybody else?
Why not Howard? It's because it's not Alistair, it's Howard.
Hey, I'm sorry. Your theory doesn't make sense. If Howard believed in the curse, why would he kill off everybody?
Because he doesn't want him to get attacked. So he's like, I might as well kill off everybody.
How does that make sense? If the curse is going to come for him, then why would he kill everybody else?
To delay it. So that,
okay, what?
So that the curse is satisfied that now somebody's died. So it sets it off. Like, it delays it.
No, girl.
What's that? It makes sense.
It does not. I'm sorry. Okay, anyways. And he killed Raoul Loveday. I don't know if Raoul was on board with this or not.
Was
it? Mark Bainan's theory is that Raoul was poisoned.
Yeah.
During one of the rituals. How? He was opening the literally the same hour and the same day.
It could be poison that takes a while to set effect.
Yeah, he was in Egypt. He was in Egypt at the time.
Okay, Raoul, he's not involved.
I think
that he's not involved in the curse thing.
He's not involved in the
like
curse.
That was just a
no. That's just Alistair getting bloodthirsty.
Yeah, it's not a good morning.
It's not a good morning, Raoul. Sorry. Oh God, why do I keep laughing?
Because I can. I feel like that's how it would go.
It feels like it could happen. Okay, and then it was also believed that Sir Ernest Wallace Budge, remember the guy who was displaying the artifacts, who died in his bed at the age of 77. Yeah. He was also connected in the occult scene, so they could have had a bit of
Are they all in, like, was it a, like, I feel like Nambibi was, like, a cool hangout spot. The Elite Gentleman Club. That was the cult.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
And Bainan also thinks that Crowley had something to do with...
Who's Crowley again?
The killer? Alistair?
Oh, Alistair. That's his name, Crowley?
His last name's Crowley. His first name's Alistair.
Alistair Crowley?
Yes. I've repeated it many times.
I was just stuck on the Alistair part.
You never...
I'm not even recovering that. So I was like, Crowley? Like...
So yeah, Bainan thinks that Alistair Crowley had something to do with the captain and his father's deaths. Because remember, one of the theories is that he was suffocated. That he was... Oh God, what's the word I'm looking for?
I'm thingy, machiki.
Thingy, that's exactly the word I was looking for.
Smothered.
Smothered, thank you. Yeah. Yes, that is the word.
I'm so smart.
You read my mind. Except you didn't, because I couldn't come up with it. Smothered, and Lord Westbury was apparently dropped out of a window, but he thinks that he was
got pushed by Howard.
By on, Crowley!
No, that's... Listen, they're trying to hide with
Kim. Oh, God! Also, Edgar Steele, the guy who died from a routine stomach surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he thinks he got poisoned. And Aubrey Herbert, the guy who died from getting all his teeth taken out and got the sepsis.
Oh, God.
Also thinks he got poisoned. And here's the, like, sort of, not a fun fact, but sort of like this is a strange coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
So Aubrey Herbert died soon after Marguerite was acquitted of her husband's murder.
Oh.
The prince.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had a trial.
And
she was acquitted of it, so she wasn't found guilty of it.
What do you mean she wasn't found guilty?
She wasn't found guilty of it.
As in, like, the gun bullets magically just showed up.
So
there.
I wondered. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? How did this happen? So, in the trial, they claimed
it was self-defense?
No, well, I guess. Okay, wait. Let me show you the quotes.
Oh my God,
I
can't... you're so not prepared for
no,
this.
No. You need to see the quotes. These are like some next level... Oh God, am I going to find it?
You should have burned it down, Dosa. Is this your first rodeo?
Clearly. This is my second, okay?
Yeah, because like, what could they
okay,
have said?
Okay, so wait, let me go down here. Oh, so maybe something you should know for this to make some sense.
Actually, no, it's because she was French, wasn't it? She just had to be like, oh, désolé. And they were like, oh my God.
Okay, wait, yes. Wait. Trial. So she presented herself as the victim of the brutality and beastliness of her Oriental husband. Are Egyptians considered Oriental?
I don't even know.
Because I wouldn't consider
us Oriental. So wait a second, she used racism to get out of it.
Margaret!
And, wait, there's another one. Oh, Fehmi, like the prince, was described as a monster of Eastern depravity and decadence whose sexual tastes were indicative of an amoral sadism towards his helpless European wife.
His helpless European wife? She shot him 3 times. Yeah. I don't think she's that helpless.
Anyways, well, that's how she won the case!
That's how she won the case.
Oh my god. Racism.
Racism, basically.
Oh my god.
My god.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, and you know.
So this was held in Egypt, the court?
No.
The trial was held where?
The trial was held in England?
Ugh, that explains it. I was like, this would not have.
But, food. Oh, no. So you want to hear. So this part is the part. I was like, oh, the nerve of this lady. After the trial, Marguerite sued her late husband's family to claim his property.
What the
I know.
They didn't find that guilty at all. They were like, nope, she's so innocent. I could tell this girl is innocent. As a poor girl can't even help lift her hand sometimes.
There's actually a whole conspiracy about this. Because Marguerite was a prostitute.
Prince? What's his name again?
Ali.
Your parents not love you enough?
She was a prostitute. And apparently she had a relationship with Edward the VIII. Who was the Prince of Wales? And apparently the conspiracy is that they acquitted her of the murder on the condition that she gives them back the letters that Edward wrote to her when he was in love with her.
My God. Yeah. I don't know. I would respect you all before you did that, you know? I'd be like, you're securing the bag, I guess. You know? But then you just had to be racist, you know? So I can't approve.
And I'm dead that they kept describing this Egyptian as an Oriental. I'm like, wait.
I'm like, y'all are really confused.
I don't think that's. I'm like,
y'all even can't be racist properly. You know what I'm saying? Y'all are just getting confused. Oh man,
it's funny. Anyways, she was acquitted. So back to Aubrey Herbert, who had the no teeth thing.
Yeah.
Poor guy. So he was. So
just went to the wrong doctor.
Yo, that doctor was acquitted. He should have gotten a second opinion.
Didn't ever stop and be like, you know what? This is a little bit beyond my understanding. Let me just double check with one of my coworkers real quick.
So Marguerite was acquitted of the murder. Mm-hmm. And
of course. And best Aubrey Herbert
died a little bit after that. And so Mark Bainan's theory is that Marguerite was used to kill Aubrey Herbert too. So, I don't know. Allegedly.
I'm just saying, Marguerite, you are in too many situations.
Marguerite, if this is true, I don't know. This is sketchy.
You look great. It's not making you look, you know. You're looking a little sus.
So, this is the serial killer theory. So, explain some of those.
It explains, but it's not accurate. You guys know why. I'm not going to repeat myself because the world is not ready yet for it. But keep going through your theories. I know what happened.
Poor Howard.
Listen, he sounds sus even with his name, Howard.
Well, how is Howard a sus name?
Sus.
Oh, okay, and one of the more science-focused explanations for...
Okay, science. Let's go. Let's go, I guess.
So, scientists find that mummies carry molds. That can cause allergic reaction that can range from...
What?
Congestion...
But, like, what do you have?
All the way up to bleeding in the lungs.
But.
Mold.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But it wouldn't have taken years. Because some of
the people. Well, no. So the
some of the people died years. And how would it cause a fire?
Okay, well, I'm not saying this explains every single one of them, girly.
Sorry, I just
powerful mold, okay?
It's.
But, like,
Toodles mold.
For example, you know the. Oh, God, what's his name? I have too many points. The radiologist who x-rayed the...
Yeah. I'm just saying it would be a very late reaction to an allergic reaction.
No, because he started feeling sick the day after.
No, but for some of these people, they died years. But
I'm not saying all of them! Dear God, this isn't an explanation for every single death. This is just an explanation.
That.
I did say that, though, did you? Didn't I?
I don't think
I feel like I did. I will replay this. This is useful. Also, scientists find that There are present of chemicals and gases in many sealed sarcophagi. Such as ammonia gas, formaldehyde, and hydrogen, and in intense concentrations, and combined with someone with a weak immune system, can lead to death.
Yeah. So what that would explain whose stuff?
Let's see. So let's look upon our list, shall we? So I think maybe it could have something to do.
Oh, with the two. But see, like, these were like months later. Like, how could that, like, you know, like, apply to, like?
I mean, I don't think it's meant to be. I don't think these things happen instantaneously either.
Okay, but months and years for an allergic reaction.
Okay, like, for example, oh god. Why do I have so many notes?
It's Howard, guys. Science can't explain it.
That's a lot of people. It's a lot of people.
Howard was bored, okay?
Howard.
He literally had nothing to lose. He was old already.
George J. Gold. So the American Railroad executive who died like 6 months after.
Yeah, but an allergic reaction for like 6 months?
Yeah, but maybe it weakened his immune system. I guess. And then he died of pneumonia.
I'll take that, I guess.
We're not sciencey people, so I could be completely wrong.
We're like,
somebody listened to this and was like, wow, what a dumbass.
Hey, we never said we're smart. We said we're pretty.
We just read.
Okay, what's the last theory?
No, these are the two theories.
Oh, okay. And my Fred theory.
No,
and
the last. Enough.
I'm just thinking.
It's okay.
So this.
Wait, I'm not done. Oh. This is just. Let me keep going. So, it's good to note, too, that it could just be that the story of a curse was completely blown out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, newspapers definitely took advantage of people's fascination with the curses. They had these very clickbaity titles. For example, a member of the expedition was injured in a traffic accident in 1970. So, that's 50 years after... After the expedition itself.
And they were like, curse.
And the London Times wrote about it and named the article A Pharaoh's Curse. Like, you know.
And really said, murder makes money, I guess.
Murder makes money. And when George Herbert, the guy who financed the dig, died, the New York Times titled their article, Carnarvon, I can't pronounce it, which is why I kept pronouncing his name, because his title, I cannot pronounce. Carnarvon. What? Anyways.
Just spell it out.
Dude's Carnarvon.
Carnarvon?
It's a place, apparently. He's the Earl of Carnarvon. So his death spreads theories about vengeance, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
they need to make money, I guess. They were like, hey, this doesn't need to be accurate. Did it get your attention? Yes, it did. That's all we can promise.
There we go. So, yeah. And there was a guy, a writer for the Daily Mail named Arthur Weagle, and
Weagle
apparently spread rumors about the curse because he was upset that George Herbert, the guy who financed the dig, sold exclusive rights to the Times, a rival newspaper. But I don't know if that makes sense to me, because wouldn't spreading rumors of a curse help the story? But I guess he was trying to sell his own article, so he made up stuff.
I guess, but like, you're kind of shot himself in the foot there.
Yeah,
like,
a little bit. And he also says that he predicted George Herbert's death.
He's just a loser who's trying to grab people's attention. It sounds like it, man.
As George Herbert was preparing to enter the tomb, he was like kind of joking around. And Arthur Weagle said, if Carnarvon goes down in that spirit, I give him 6 weeks to live.
My God, that guy sounds like...
He lived quite a bit longer, but, you know, he did die after. And another person who spread this theory of curses was none other than
Howard. Drum roll, please. No, not Howard.
Arthur Conan Doyle.
I know, right?
Oh.
So apparently Arthur Conan Doyle was quite the fan of the supernatural. And he actually told the New York Times when they were writing about George Herbert's death. That he said that evil elementals exist in the world, and he wouldn't be surprised if one of them killed George Herbert. King Toodles' curse.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle himself couldn't have figured it out that Howard was the one behind all of it.
Sherlock Holmes himself,
Come on, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
It was not elementary to him.
Oh man, that's just how we should end it. It wasn't elementary for him. Period.
So, it's useful to note that most of the crew members from the expedition actually lived full,
but
completely fine lives, including Howard Carter, who you think would be the first person to be on the chopping
block. Why?
He did not kill everybody.
Come on, guys.
Okay, and there was actually a study done to see if Westerners that entered Egyptian tombs were more likely to die from a curse.
They really said colonization.
Anyways, and apparently only Westerners, because apparently curses don't affect Egyptians. You know what, Aya? If you want to rob a tomb, you go for it.
I mean, I wouldn't because I have morals, but let's go.
So in 2002, Mark R. Nelson and
An actual legit research
published in the British Medical Journal. So he did a historical study on the mummy's curse, and he researched the 44, again, Westerners specifically, who Howard Carter said were present at the tomb, and looked a bit more specifically at the 25 people who would have been exposed to the curse directly because they went inside the forbidden area of the tomb. And he did this by looking through Howard Carter's diaries to find who was involved, like to find out their names, and then tried to track down their obituaries. And he found that there was only one variable that seemed to influence life expectancy for these people. Guess what it was?
If they were white.
They're all white. They're all Westerners.
If they were from London.
No, okay. That's pretty specific.
Yeah.
Gender.
Oh my god. Were they like, men are trash. Let's just get rid of them. But if you think about it,
let me finish. Wait.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe that. Because Taken, it's not like there's a lot of women actually out in the field.
So he did the study to account for the fact that there would be less women than there would be men. So Lady Evelyn Herbert, does the last name ring a bell?
Say it again.
Evelyn Herbert.
Herbert. No, it does not ring
a bell. Oh my god, George Herbert! I've repeated
George, the guy who can't shave!
Yes, the guy who can't shave. That's his daughter.
Oh, I don't know.
Lady Evelyn Herbert, daughter of George Herbert, the Lord of Carnarvon, outlived all the men who entered the tomb, dying in 1980.
I mean, not let's go, her father died.
At the age of 78. And nothing else had an effect on life expectancy. Not whether they went into the forbidden area of the tomb, not the number of times they went in there, because maybe the people who spend longer down there would be more likely.
Girls come in for free. Men, however! Okay, Toodles. Yeah, that redeemed yourself.
That redeemed it for the canary.
No, it didn't. But a little bit.
Made it a little bit more bearable. So, yeah, there we go. And that's the curse of the pharaoh, more specifically.
Of Toodles.
King Toodles.
He was a feminist.
The OG feminist.
I'm dead. Oh. I liked the story. Had everything. You know, he had chaos, he had mayhem, he had murder.
It did have quite a bit in it.
Toodles. You've outdone yourself.
There's a lot there. I'm like, but...
Or, I mean, Howard, you've outdone yourself.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't Howard. How could he have been everywhere? It's How Howard. Would he have even have known half these people?
He excavated...
Or not with all of them. How would he have known Raoul? How would he have known the prince? I don't know if he met the prince.
Okay, Raoul. The prince? Well, he probably met him because they both went inside the tomb.
I don't know if they went at the same time. I just said he was photographed.
Okay, exactly. So you know of him. You don't need to know somebody deep in and out to kill them, right? Like, it's...
But he didn't. But you have to remember, we know who killed the prince. It was his wife.
Yeah.
So this random-ass dude, Howard Carter...
the prince was just not involved. But Howard did try his best. He was like, oh, frick, I was going to get to the prince, but turns out Marguerite already got to me. So...
he was in London!
He's not rich. He could pay for tickets.
Howard Carter, he's an archaeologist.
Okay, but that probably got him a lot of money.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Have you ever heard of a rich archaeologist?
Yeah, Indiana Jones. Like...
Okay,
As an anthropology major, you should be ashamed of that sentence.
I'm not a major in anthropology. You're a major in anthropology. You have a major in anthropology.
Aren't you a double major?
No.
Get out.
What?
I thought you were a double major.
No, I majored in sociology. You switched it. Yes, I did. Oh. I claimed this.
So wait, anthropology is your minor?
Minor. Yes.
Get out.
What do you mean get out? You get out.
I thought it was a double major.
Why would I do that to myself? Wow.
Sorry. I really know you, right?
On that note, I guess.
I'm so sorry. What? As an anthropology minor?
Yeah, I know. He's a terrible... Still know better. Yeah, he has... Not oh my god, that guy is just...
And I don't think he was rich either.
Well... I'm just saying it was Howard and... Y'all can argue about it.
I
don't know.
I like the...
serial killer one?
Serial killer.
It makes more sense because I'm like, come on, man.
Some of these were a bit... Because like towards the end, I was like...
Like the canary? What the canary do? Oh, wait. The serial killer wouldn't have that.
I'm like, wait. Are we talking about the same thing?
The canary was just an innocent bystander.
Yeah. So what? He had a terrible voice. That.
Okay.
We can all agree on that. That cobra should have gone for something else. Ugh.
Well, you know what? I actually really like this, then.
I'm glad you did.
I've realized that Toodles is, you know, Toodles? A feminist and hates men, as he should. And I've discovered that Howard is probably the one
who knows it. For Howard.
And yeah, you can't convince me otherwise.
I really can't.
No, you cannot. And I hope that convinced some people.
So please tune in next week.
Oh yeah, for murder.
For murder.
But we've done it all this week.
Today was a bit of
everything. Mayhem. It was mystery of what Toodles. what's his checklist like? You know, he's like, oh, check, you know, killed the prince, check, you know, like.
But these seem kind of random because
exactly that's what I'm saying is a serial killer,
but not for Howard, all of them. I think it's just a coincidence. Killer. I think
some of them definitely were killed by a serial killer.
Howard. That was not Howard.
Howard. Howard. So
anyways, yeah, I think the only reason maybe. Is because people were focused on these curses quite a bit. Yeah. There was,
you know, they gave a lot more attention. Yeah, sensational stories itself. Mm-hmm. You know, they're probably, you know, it was probably a bad economic
thing. Bad economics.
But thank you for
coming.
Oh, so then next week, the murder story, will it happen murder also story. In Egypt? Just as a little...
It should still be Egypt. I haven't yet found the topic for it, though.
You did not tell them that.
Why? I have a week to figure it out.
Well, tune in next time to a murder story that will happen in Egypt and no pharaohs would be involved or might be involved.
No, we'll see.
Toodles will come back.
Will Toodles come make a comeback?
Tune in next week. Okay, then.
Oh, I forgot to sign off with the end. That was a true story.
Mystery. Okay, let's do that.
Okay. And that was a true story of...
Mystery! Woo! And how Howard is a serial killer.
Oh, God.